7:38 on the 30th anniversary of the Bears Super Bowl. Dave Ennett was 47 when he covered that Super Bowl. Just a young broadcaster. That must have been, you must have moved the entire radio station to New Orleans, right?
We did. I think we had every show from New Orleans. Wally, Bob, Roy, everybody, the sports shows. We had the whole staff of the station
right
down there. It was unbelievable.
What'd you do about tickets? How many people got to go to the game?
They came up with some. We were all working, so I'm not even sure.
You know, it's funny. Is in 1985, it was easier to get a Super Bowl ticket.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. But not for that game. I mean, there was such demand for that game. And the thing I remember, the hotel we were staying in, and we were staying in the team hotel, I remember going to the lobby to get a cup of coffee and waiting in line 20 minutes. And that's how the entire week was in New Orleans. It was mostly Bears fans.
Well, that team was beyond dominant. And Jarrett Payton remembers it well because I think he was a boy of five. Were you four or five, Jarrett, when that Super Bowl happened?
I actually just turned six.
You're six.
I was born on December 26th, so I just turned six, and then we went down there. My family on my mom's side is all from New Orleans, so you guys, so the first night that we got down there, the party was unbelievable by my grandma's house, and God rest her soul, she cooked up food for everybody, and everybody was trying to become cousins with my mom and family members so they could get a ticket to the game, but... We had five tickets and don't remember the game, but my mom has pictures from me sitting there. And I do remember one thing after the Super Bowl, leaving with my dad and Matt Sui on a private plane back to Chicago. I remember that vividly, but other than the game, I was too little. I don't remember anything that went on.
As the years went on, what would your dad say about that game? Like when you guys would talk, what would he talk to you about it? Would he talk to the family, or did he not talk about it much?
You know, it was weird because once I started to play football my junior year, and there's a lot of different reasons why I started to switch over from soccer to football, but a big reason for me, Steve, was to be able to be closer to my dad. He had a connection, but to have a bigger connection. I wanted to see, you know, and he taught me so much about the game. And I remember sitting down with him and asking him, you know, that question of, you know, how did it feel not to score in the Super Bowl? And, you know, he looked at me and he said, you know what, for years it was a tough deal for me to kind of swallow and deal with. But he goes, you know what, the one thing that I do know is that I got a chance to be on one of the greatest teams to ever play. And I got a championship. And I got to leave the game with a championship. And he said, son, you know how many guys play professional sports and don't have a championship? And it just put it in perspective of...
Well, right in this town, right? You look over across town, and we lost a couple of them in the last few years. Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, guys like that. Not only never got to a championship, never got to a playoff game.
Yeah, and it's pretty special to be able to sit and, you know, on my show on CLT Sports Feed, we've been going through the entire year of 85 Rewind, and we have all the old footage from WGN TV. So we're going back in the reels and getting it and to watch how dominant they were. I mean, that defense was awesome, but the offense, they held their own. And to kind of this whole year, it's really been crazy for me to watch my dad, his progression through the year and how he played. I mean, it's just 1,500 yards. I mean,
crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, listen, you hear it every day, and I'm sure it never gets old, but your dad was a very special guy, and there'll never be a better running back in the game or anybody that worked harder. Somebody his size never, ever should have been able to achieve at the level he achieved. So he is a tremendous part of the fabric of this city, and I know you never get tired of fans coming up and telling you that.
No, not at all. I mean, that's what's so great about, you know, going to the Super Bowl every single year since 1999 with the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and where it's grown. I mean, people will come up to me now in the streets and they go, I see that that commercial with Eric Dickerson talking about your dad. It gets me emotional every single time I see it. And now to see the three finalists, this is going to be a great Super Bowl.
Before we get back to the Man of the Year Award, JP, there's going to be a reunion, and there have been a number of reunions of the 85
But this Bears. Is the biggie.
This is the 30th anniversary reunion tonight at Soldier Field. I know you're going to be there. How many guys are coming back for that? Do you know?
I actually had an interview with Matt Sui last night, which doesn't happen that often. And
right.
was talking with him, and he said I think there could be a bunch of guys. I would say definitely 30-something or 40-something. I'm not really sure, but I know with the 30 to 30, over 20-some guys took part in the documentary for ESPN. So it's going to be a cool thing to see everybody. I look forward to I'm covering it tonight and tomorrow. So, a lot of those guys are kind of like uncles to me, so I look forward to seeing them all.
Let's go through a couple of the things you're busy with along with the CLTV show. It's called what?
Sports Feed, Sunday through Thursday, me and Josh Friedman. I hope people watch it. It's a fun show.
No, it is a fun show, but I want to make sure people know about it. And that's what time?
It's at 6 o'clock, and yes, Dave Ennett has been on there. See, can I just tell you, Dave Ennett he's my guy, man. I love him so much, and I love being able to see him when he's over at ESPN TV. Dave, you are one of my idols, man. I just want to let you know that.
Isn't that nice?
Thanks, Jared. Very nice.
It's got to mean a lot to you to hear that because you knew his dad so well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm very flattered.
And, Jared, you also have the blog. Where do we see the blog?
You get a chance to go on to just WGN Radio, and you can check out. If you go to sports, you click on my name, and it's got the blog there, Down in Distance, with my man Sean Davis, who you had on, producing your show not too long ago. He sent me the clip about there are black people on WGN Radio, and I'm one of them.
Wait a minute, you're black? With the Oscars coming up, we have to be careful. You know that. Now, here's the rest of this that the people need to know. Your foundation is as busy as it's ever been, and there's several events coming up, and I'll have you back to plug the bowling thing in particular. But if people want to keep up with what's going on, is social media the best way to follow you?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at PaytonSun, PaytonSun, and you can find out everything. We have February 11th. Coming up, we have a bowling event at Kings and Rosemont. So the invitation is to both of you guys. I would love for you guys to be there if there's an opportunity to get you guys to bowl with some people. But last year was a great turnout, and we look forward to having a great turnout this year.
And you're cool with overhand? Overhand, with the 16-pounders?
Listen, you're my idol too, Steve. You can do whatever you want, man.
Oh, that was
all right, Jared. Now we're starting to lose the credibility.
That was such a courtesy. You're my idol. I mean, he meant it with Ennett.
Right.
Unbelievable. What an outrage. I couldn't be more thrilled for your success. And everybody at WGN Radio and TV, and especially the people I see every day on the seventh floor, who do they talk about? They go on and on. Jared is unbelievable. I've known Jared for a long time as well, and our mutual friend Mark Slaby, who does such a great job with the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, said, Jared's helping us out, and Jared does all these quiet things. With all the other foundational stuff he does, he's always contributing his time here and there. And you know how much I think of your mom, because when your dad was busy being Walter Payton, because that's what his job was, your mom was busy, too, raising you guys, and you and Brittany turned out pretty good.
Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to keep doing stuff. I'm actually on the way out the door now to go speak to a school in Naperville, about 900 kids. So I look forward to inspiring them this morning.
You're finished with your Captain Crunch already? The three finalists, by the way, I don't know. Did we mention that?
We did not.
The three finalists. It's a pretty good group, Jarrett. It's Eli Manning. Benjamin Watson, the tight end, with the Drew Brees down with the Saints, and Anquan Boldin of the 49ers in his hometown is where the Super Bowl is going to be. So that should be a very cool event. That's the night before the Super Bowl is the presentation?
Yes, at the NFL Honor. So we look forward to giving one of those guys the award, but all three are very deserving. So my family and I, we can't wait to get on the West Coast and get a chance to meet with those guys.
And does your son have more followers than you on Twitter?
No, my son, he's at PaytonSun, just S-O-N. Yeah, he's getting there. And my daughter, who's going to be born in April, she has a Twitter account, PaytonGirl34. She's already got 140 followers on Twitter. She's not even born yet.
You know what's crazy about that? As a dad, you're going, wait, is this a good thing?
Well, with her, yeah, that's the tough part.
And daughters.
Yeah, I'm nervous, but I can't wait. Me and my wife are super excited for the new addition to get here.
Well, hugs to the family, man. We love you, and thanks for coming on, and happy anniversary to the Payton family.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, talk to you later. Jared Payton. What a love affair with Ennett and Payton.
Boy, no kidding.
Unbelievable.
They both have pretty big makeup drawers at Channel 9.
It's unbelievable.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I love Jared, but could he have slurped that any harder?
Right.
Come on.
When he said, Dave's my idol.
Dave's my idol. I look
that
up
was
to
pretty,
Dave.
That was funny.
I'm the same way.
Why can't you just let me enjoy the moment, huh?
Have you heard the show? Add Peyton's son. Add PAYTONSUN. Follow Jared. He's as good as we say he is.